Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Your grace abounds in deepest water. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. When fears may fail and peace surrounds me, you never fail and you won't stand now. Your grace abounds. Your grace abounds in deepest water. Your sovereignty will be my
God.
When feet me fail, when fear surrounds me, and fear surrounds me,
you never.
That you fill our day. We ask that you fill our weeks. We ask that you fill our months. Spirit of the Lord, we ask that you fill our 2021. So that in all our days, in all our dealings this season, there shall be a visible manifestation of your touch in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Let's appreciate. Are you going to hide music? The team is a wonderful team. Thank you so much. Join me to appreciate my parents, Reverend Ben and Pastor Kay. Hallelujah. And is it coincidentally, as it were, today is Pastor Kay's birthday? So let's just appreciate her. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I was doing some studies and I'm just going to be dropping some little hints you know, from the notes that I have. All right. Of course, we know we have entered the year of stretch. We did that since October, as far as our season is concerned. And then for the civil calendar, it just began. And so very few days from now, we'll be fasting and worshiping. All right, Shibi? We'll be fasting and worshiping. And so I've been asking God, trying to see how to begin a year with fasting and worship. And so each time I come to church and I listen to our Father share his word, share God's word, I see some insight into what he says, and then I try to put them down. And so some of those things are the ones I'm going to be sharing, all right, with us, and then we'll wrap up for this week, okay? Thank you so much for coming. I believe that at the end of today, we're going to be blessed of God in the name of Jesus. Quickly, let someone open to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. We're going to be reading from verse 5 of Acts chapter 1. We'll just read it together if you can give us in the, okay, NIV. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Acts chapter 1. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. All right? Jesus was talking with his people, and he said, John did baptize with water. All right? But in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be saying it the way I put it down and the way I studied it. All right? For so many people, this season, they have been baptized. And when I talk about baptism, I talk about making New Year resolutions. So for some people, they have been baptized into New Year resolutions. They have written down by means of baptism, according to what I'm saying, they have been baptized in by the baptism of John, the baptism of New Year resolutions. But for us, as children of God, in a few days, you will be baptized not with a New Year resolution, but a New Year encounter. Of course, I know that because I'm sure someone missed an opportunity to say an amen. In a few days, we will be baptized with an encounter. And that encounter is what will follow us all through the season of this year. All right? And so, give me verse 6. Let's just preach together, media. All right? And so, then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel to us? You know, one of them gathered around after Jesus told them, well, in a few days we'll be baptized. You know, John baptized with water, but in a few days we'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So they gathered and said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel to us? Look at what he said in verse 6, in verse 7. He said in verse 7, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set, you know, by his own authority. And in verse 8, he said something that was profound. And he said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and all of that, and all of that, and all of that. What I wrote down for me is that this year, God will make me a witness to, you know, a witness of him to the world. I wish I could get someone to understand and hear me well. I have said that for me, from that scripture, I got to write down that God is going to make me a witness of him to my world. And so as you are seated, I feel God is saying that this year, you will be a witness of him to your world. And then for the apostles, they are supposed to witness, you know, to the world, sharing the good news of Christ. Same for us, but possibly in a different dimension. Every sphere that you represent, God is set to show himself God through you as far as that influence is concerned. That's what
I got, and that's what I'm sharing with you. How is this going to happen? It is going to happen when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And for us, we have mapped out 21 days to reside with the Holy Spirit. 21 days for us to share fellowship with the Holy Spirit intensely. 21 days on how we can begin to affect our influence as far as our words are concerned. Now, the amen is a good one, but the amen will have more effect if we actually look at the season or the times where we will be able to see us walk in the miraculous when we have our God by our sides. And so I'm here saying that just like the disciples got instructions from Jesus, we are seated here getting instructions from God through us on how we can become people that God will make use of in our time as far as this year is concerned. Why everybody will be shouting sickness, why everybody will be shouting downturn, why everybody will be shouting different things, God is saying he's going to show himself through you. In fact, he's going to make you a showbiz, showcase you as God who keeps his people. And so, in verse 8, he told them, you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Of course, you know what happened when in Acts chapter 2. Quickly, let's go to Acts chapter 2. All right? In fulfillment of this scripture, this is what happened in Acts chapter 2. It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Please, if you came with biro and paper, and if you are watching us through any of our mediums, all right, down for me. They said when they were together in one place. Please put the scripture for me. It says when they were together in one place. So it means that there is a requirement for you to be together in one place within this period. So you have to put in your time, in your paper, you have to ask God, you have to know when you are supposed to be together in one place in the fulfillment of scriptures as far as your time is concerned. Bible says the sons of Issachar knows the times and the seasons they are supposed to be together and what they ought to do when they come together. That is the reason they are able to change their world. So in 2021, this civil calendar, you are supposed to know when you are supposed to be together with your brothers. You are supposed to know when you are supposed to be together with the Holy Spirit. You are supposed to know when you are supposed to be together with your family people. And so you have to mark out the times that is marked out for you to be to be together with your family members so that the promise of the Father can land. If you read that scripture, when they are together, Jesus was speaking to all the disciples together. He wasn't speaking to one particular person. So it was the period they got the disciples to be together in one accord that the promise of the Father landed. And so there is a promise of the Father for 2021 that is supposed to land on someone, but until the person understands and knows the times that he is supposed to be together with his brothers, the time that all of us are supposed to be together in one accord, so we can especially harvest the promise of the Father. And so, the next verse will say, suddenly. The next verse will say, suddenly. And so, as you are looking at me, I feel that there is going to be a suddenly, but the suddenly is going to be on the premise that we are together. The suddenly is going to be on the premise that we are together. We are together in spirit. We are together in our body, together physically when we are supposed to be together. But we are together in our minds, and most importantly, we are together in our beliefs. Once we can get our beliefs together, then a suddenly is going to happen. When the suddenly happens, people will gather around you. Remember I said, Jesus speaking to them from verse 5 of Acts chapter 1. He said, John baptized his people with water. But in a few moments, you will be baptized, you know, with the Holy Spirit. And the people gather. Is it now that you are going to restore the kingdom of Israel to us? Of course, Jesus didn't answer that question. But rather, he said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And then you will become my witness. Becoming witness is that your fragrance who is going to be leaving you are spreading around the environment you are. That fragrance that is leaving you is a fragrance that is of Christ that you are sharing to the world. Now, God is going to be using you to display to the world how effective he is in management. For those of us who are in management department in our organizations, God is going to be showing himself strong in you. For those of us who are in operations, he is going to be showing to us, show the world, how he can walk through people who are in operations department. For some of us who are in financial department or in the areas where they manage money, God is going to be showing to the world how prudent, how financially apt he is through you as far as the world is concerned. Because he needs you as a testimony for him to convict and convince some persons around where you are to give their lives to him. So, but he is going to be using you as a person who is apt and sound in financial management. So what you are going to be seeing this year is displaying the strength of God through you. When you are super in some areas, please remember that God is using you as a showbiz to the people around you that he is God who can do things through you. Hello? Am I talking something that is... Okay, thank you so much. And so, you will be together in one place. Pastor Derek was sharing with us this morning. And he said, God had told them, I will bless you. You will multiply. You will replenish and all of that. But that will happen if you remain in God's presence. That will happen if you remain in God's presence. It's the same thing we are sharing. Everything we have declared, every promise that God has said to you, will come to pass, but it is conditional. And the condition attached to it is that you must be socketed to the source. Bible says in John chapter 15 that he is the true vine. Everybody who sockets himself, who grows through him, will not grow without a fruit in him. It means that as far as 2021 is concerned, everybody that must bear fruit must be people who are connected to him. It's the same thing he's saying in Acts chapter 1, that until the connection between you and him is strong enough to tap his resources, the fruit to declare to the world that Jesus is Lord might not be there. But the fruit that Jesus is Lord will be easily shown if your connection with him is strong enough for you to produce fruit that will come from him. Of course, we had discussed, grafting at a point. You know, for those of us who study agri, you know, there is a way you can plant an orange tree and then cut off a mango tree, attach it to the orange tree for the orange tree to produce a mango branch. Hello? Do you understand? We studied that in school, Beautiful. Originally, the original vine is an orange vine. But there is a mango branch that is cut and is attached correctly to the orange branch. And the nutrient that is coming out from the orange branch enters into the mango branch that is attached to the orange. And then the orange the mango keeps growing from the nutrient from the orange and then begins to produce mango, even though the original vine is an orange tree. Hello? So from that, I understand that irrespective of the field that you are in, you may not produce the kind of fruit that a pastor will produce if when you are attached to the vine. Whatever branch you are, whether you are in financial services, whether you are in production, whether you are in agri, whether you are in education, whether you are in sports, in entertainment, as far as you are well engrafted into the main van, there is a tree that is rising in 2021 that will produce different kind of streets, of different kind of fruit for the world to eat. It is the fruit called the body of Christ. But the thing is, everybody have to socket themselves well to the main branch that is getting its nutrient from God. So the Bible would say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. It is the people who abide under the shadows of the Almighty that produce fruit in their own kind of fruit. Not one single fruit, but different kinds of fruit. For those of us who are in whatever field we are, you will excel well if you are socketed to the main branch. So how do I get connected to the main branch? It's as simple as that. Let's go back to our scripture, Acts chapter 2, and then start to go back to read from verse 3. Okay, and then they saw that what seemed like, tongues of fire, these are the things that will happen. Because everywhere you will go this season, there is going to be a mark on your head. Somebody missed an opportunity to say an amen. I'm sure you have read in the book of Hebrews that somebody was talking, when Paul was talking, he says to the people, he said, don't worry, because you bear in your body the tattoo of Christ. He says, you bear in your body the mark of Christ. It's the same thing that happened there. That these persons who are going to produce this kind of fruit, there is a mark that will be seen in their body. In their time, it looks like a clove of fire. In your time, it may not look like a clove of fire, but it might look like a clove of excellence. In your time, it might not look like a clove of fire. It might be like a clove of a well-managed organization. In your time, it might not be like a clove of fire, but it might be like a well-organized place for people to troop in. But when people saw the clove of fire, they began to speak in a different kind of tongues that make people come. But in your time, it might not be a clove of fire, but it might be a clove of excellence that will make you speak a different language from everybody who comes around you, that will begin to attract people to begin to come to you. Why? Because there is a new kind of fire that God is releasing on his people. It's an end time kind of fire. It's a fire of excellence. Come on now. It's like I'm the only one in this hall. It's like I'm the only one in this hall. Please don't see yourself like someone who's been marked by God. I have told you that Hebrews says you in your body you bear the mark of Christ. You bear the tattoo of God. So you are marked for excellence. You are marked for productivity. You are marked for something different this year. But I beg you, in the name of God, there is this one thing I want you to do for me. The psalmist said, only one thing I desire is that I will remain in the house of God forever. I wish we can take that, then we'll begin to see the manifestation of God's glory and promises in our lives. Hello? Let's go back to that scripture as we begin to see whether we can end what we're saying, all right? Thank you so much. Give me the next one, quickly, just the next verse. The next verse. All of them were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to see, speak a different language. Go ahead. Now they were staying, in Jerusalem. And now, of course, you know that so many things happened at that time. A lot of persons who were staying in Jerusalem were different kinds of people. They were not just one race, different races put together. And when God began to manifest his power through them, everybody who lived in that community saw himself in the manifestation of God's power. Nobody was left untouched. Nobody was left out of God's programming. Nobody was left out of that move, that encounter. Why? Because everybody was set to a particular group of people that were living in that community. Now, if you look at us as a family, you will discover that all of us put together, we are set apart to meet a particular kind of need or different kinds of need individually, and then put it together, all needs as far as this city is concerned. And so I have this to say to us, that this year and this season, every need that will arise in this state, every need that will arise in this nation, the solution to it is found in this family. Amen. Oh, I wish someone is following me. All right? I wish so. Because if you look at that, the Bible says, and they began to, every language as far as they were represented in Jerusalem, every single one, there was nobody that gathered around where the apostles were that did not hear his language being spoken. So it means in 2021, sir, everyone who will gather around you will have a feel of a solution from you. Everyone who will gather around you will have a feel of what it means to see and to have an open eye to see a different kind of life that they need to live through you in the name of Jesus. But this cannot happen except we give ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Bible says this will happen when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So my own appeal is for us to daily seek to have encounters with the Holy Spirit. You know how I know? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Bible says that in the book of Corinthians, Bible says that everything that God wants to do, he has given it, has hidden it in the Holy Spirit. Everything that God wants to give to his people, he has hidden it in the Holy Spirit. And then he now has empowered your spirit to be able to travel in the Holy Spirit to get that thing that God has hidden in the Holy Spirit for his word. So your own job this year is to be able to release your spirit, to be able to tap into the Spirit of God so that you can begin to get solutions that are needed to your own area. If nothing is happening in your area, or nothing is happening in your company, or nothing is happening in the place where you work, or nothing is happening in your health, in the health of your people, it is not because solution has not been made available to these people, but it's because someone around you has not raised his spirit enough to tap into the Spirit of God to bring the solution that is needed around your area. And so that's why we have created these 21 days to train your spirit to be able to tap into the Spirit of God. And so therefore, I urge you not to miss any part of the day. Please, Pastor Derek said this morning, that we have alternative to not coming to fellowship. We have alternative to not reading Bible. We have alternative to not praying. And I will tell you the alternative. If you don't want to pray, I will give you an alternative. The alternative is that you should pray. If you don't want to read Bible, no problem. We will give you an alternative for you not to read Bible. The alternative is that you must read Bible. So if the alternative is the same as this thing, so it means we don't have any option. We don't have any option. So the alternative is the fact that we must do the needful. If the apostles decided to jettison everything that they were supposed to do and then went ahead to gather at the upper room, we need to gather at the upper room because the tax ahead is a spiritual tax, and it requires spiritual people to tackle the spiritual tax that is ahead of them. Nobody uses the arms of flesh to fight spiritual battles. When you take the arm of flesh to fight spiritual battles, the Bible says the arm of flesh will fail you. And so for 2021, everything you have seen in 2020, a double of them will come. But it will take men who are in spirit to be able to navigate their way through 2021. And so therefore we call you to be a part of the people who will walk in the spirit. And so from the 8th, many things will be happening. Fasting will be happening. Worship will be happening. Reading God's word will be happening. Whatever, everything will be happening. Prophetic words. Living, worshiping, lying down, taking communion daily will be happening. Life group will be happening. Fellowship every Wednesday will be happening. Fellowship every Sunday will be happening. Fellowship everywhere will be happening. Fellowship will be happening on WhatsApp. Prayers will be happening early morning. But here, from weekdays, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., prayers will be happening every Friday, 3 a.m. to every Saturday morning, 3 a.m. to 5 o'clock a.m. Prayers will be happening, 5:30 a.m. Prayers will every day. Prayers will be happening everywhere. So we do not have any excuse not to join in the gang of people who are carrying God's presence. Listen to me, people of God. There is only one thing I will use to encourage you. Imagine you know the end of 2021 today. How will you live your life? Imagine you know what will happen on January 28th. What will you do? But do you know that you have the capacity of knowing what will happen on January 28th? Do you know you have the capacity to know what is happening, what will happen in February 14th? Do you know you have the capacity to know what will happen in March, in April, in May, in June, in July? You have the capacity to know it. Because how do I know? Bible says the things that eyes have not seen, the things that have not entered into the minds of men, God has revealed them to you by the Spirit. It then means that what physical men have not seen, you that has a spiritual eye, you have seen it. So if all of us are shocked at what will happen in 2001, and you are also shocked too, then it means that your spiritual eyes were not open. So in 2021, we can't be shocked at what will happen in the health sector. In 2021, we can also be shocked at what will happen in the education sector. In 2021, we can't be shocked at what will happen in our offices, sir. That someone will come and begin to attack you in your office, and then you come to report to us. You are shocked that someone is coming to attack you. No. It means from the beginning, your eyes were not open. Because you should know that you were born into battle. That even in that office, the people around there are going to be used against you. Not necessarily because they gave themselves to it, but because the culture that produced you is going to be is a different culture that produced them. So many things are going to be running and working, at variance with your beliefs, with what you do. So it's a man that will stand himself up that is going to travail, is going to prevail. But a man cannot stand himself up by the flesh. He has to stand himself up by the Spirit. And so that's why we enjoy you. 2021 is going to be a sweet year. But it's going to be sweet to those people who knows their end from the beginning. Oh, shit. For those people who know their end from the beginning, imagine you have a case in court and they already have given you the judgment. And then you are coming to come and witness the judgment day. If you already know the judgment, what will you do? When everybody is sitting tense, my brother, when you see the judgment, the lawyers arguing in court, and they are beating themselves, what are you going to do? You see that the case is even turning against you. Meanwhile, you already have the judgment. Are you going to be tense? You will sit down because you know at the end of it, it is to my favor. You will know. So it means that in 2021, when everybody will be running up and down, you already have the blueprint of what your father has said. And so if you have that blueprint, then you are relaxed. But for you to be relaxed, you have to be connected to God so that you can see what he sees, so that you can hear what he hears, for you to be able to say what he is saying, so that you can experience what he wants you to experience. I want to say it again. You have to be connected to God so that you can see what he's seeing, so that you can hear what he's hearing, so that you will be able to say what he's saying, so that you will be able to experience what he wants you to experience. There is something God wants you to experience. He wants you to experience first-hand information. But that first-hand information cannot come if you are not connected to him. Oh, I wish I'm able to know the things that happen and that will happen. I wish I'm able to know that in 2024, someone sitting here will be the president of this nation. Oh, I wish my eyes are open to know. And then when you see the person, even you yourself, if the person himself knows that in 2024, he will be the president of this nation, then he would change his friends. There are so many things around him that will change. That's exactly what God wants us to do. There are so many things he wants you to change. There are so many things he wants you to begin to do. His prayer life will change because he will begin to prepare his script of how he is going to rule this nation from 2021. His perspective about things will change because each time he goes around, he will be looking at places, not looking for problems because he already knows the problem. He is thinking about the solutions to those problems. He will not be saying things that people are saying. He will be saying things differently from the way people are saying things. Guys, I present to you today the God of Acts chapter 2 from verse 45. He says they were together in one accord. Every day they began to break bread. They began to fellowship together. They began to fellowship and do the thing the apostles' doctrine. What were the apostles' doctrine? Very simple things. So therefore, I am not here to preach a new message. I am here to encourage you to take 21 days of the Holy Spirit very, very seriously. If there is anything at all that you will miss, let it not be these 21 days. If there is any going to be a time you will not fast, let it not be these 21 days. It is in the 21 days that you will root yourself to be able to face the challenges that are coming. It is within the 21 days you will get the blueprint with which you will use to run your 2021. It is with the 21 days you will be able to get the things that you will use to move the things that are ahead. What I see is much fruit. What I see is much productivity. What I see is much replenishment. What I see is much overtaking. But as I see all of that, I see that the house is so much united. Remember that Jesus is not coming for one person. Jesus is not coming for you as an individual. He's coming for us as a family. He will come to meet us as a family to see that our hearts are knitted together. We are all pursuing one purpose. And what is the purpose? Lord, invade our world. Come, let heavens come. Let your will be done. It's a prayer that Jesus prayed. It's a prayer that Jesus is still praying up to today. Lord, let your will be done. Let heavens come. Let your will be done. I want to lead you to say that same prayer and then ask God to prepare you for the task that is ahead. What is that task? For 21 days is not a small, it's not a small thing. Don't look at it like it's just a few days, 3 weeks. No. It's 21 days long. 21 days of fast is a long day. 21 days of studying God's word is a long day. 21 days of praying is a long period. So ask for strength to do so. You know something the Bible says, he that lacks strength, he that lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord. If you know you can do it by your human self, then you don't need God. But if you know that you can't do it, it means you need God. And everything you need God for, God will always supply strength to you. Rise up on your feet. Let's say the word of prayer. He says you will receive power. You will receive strength. And I said to us, in summary, for those of us in ministry, you will receive strength. You will receive power to be witnesses to Jesus. And for those of us who are in the marketplace, you will receive power to be witnesses to Jesus. And when we say you will receive power, it means you have power to be able to do things that God will do if he were to be on earth. So open your mouth where you are standing. And if you are watching us through any of our channels, same thing, open your mouth and ask God for strength to go through the 21 days. The strength you will need to go through the 21 days will be enough for you to go through the 2021. Open your mouth and say that prayer. And then at this moment, begin to ask God for the Holy Spirit to come upon you, to baptize you afresh, to come upon you again. Ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you afresh. Just begin to ask the Holy Spirit, this is the season I need you most. This is the time I need you more. It's a season I need you the most. It's a season I need you more. Holy Spirit, I come before you. I ask, just like the people in the Acts of Apostles chapter 1, Jesus said to them, you must wait in Jerusalem. Ask him to give you the enablement, the grace to be able to wait in your Jerusalem. Ask him to open your eyes to see the things he wants you to see. Ask him to open your mind to conceive the things he wants you to conceive in your mind. Oh, and then begin to declare that the fruit that he requires you to produce in 2021, he will give you the enablement to produce the fruit. Ask him to be succeeded. John chapter 15, Bible says, anyone who abides in me, anyone who abides in me, pray to God and say, Father, give me the grace to abide with you. I need the grace to abide in you. I need a grace to abide in you. I need a grace to abide in you. It means that there are so many things that will come to make me not to abide. Lord, everything that will make me not to abide, give me the grace to abide in you. Let not it pull me out of your presence. Let not it pull me out of fellowship. Let not it pull me out of fellowship. Let not be put me, not let nothing pull me out of fellowship with you. Not let not it pull me out of fellowship with my brethren. Lord, grant me grace to be in fellowship. Open your mouth and say that prayer. Ask for grace to be in fellowship. Ask for grace to be in fellowship. Declare that the grace of God is enough for you to be in fellowship. In fellowship, you will be in fellowship is the strength that you need. In fellowship with God is the revelation you need. In fellowship with men is the strength you need to go through the challenges that will come. In fellowship, open your mouth and declare, Lord, give me grace to be in fellowship. Yes, give me grace to be in fellowship. The fruit I need to produce in 2021, Lord, I pray today, grant me the resources, the grace to produce those fruits. People are waiting for the fruits that will come out of you. Open your mouth and begin to declare. You know what you are into. You know what you are into. You know what you are asking God to do for you in 2021. Lift it up to God and say, Father, may this be a fruit that men will eat from in 2021. Lift up your voice and say that prayer. May my life become the fruit that people will taste from. May that thing I am doing, measure into God, may this be the fruit through which people will know you. May this be the fruit that men will taste from. And then they will say, yes, of a truth, Jesus is Lord. Say that prayer. I'm going to introduce the communion to you shortly, but before that, quickly say this prayer and declare over your life and declare over your destiny. Lord, I pray, touch your eyes and say, Lord, I pray that in 2021, may my eyes see the way you are seeing. Touch your eyes and pray for yourself. I pray, oh Lord, may my eyes see the way your eyes sees. May my ears hear the way your ears hear. May I see much more than human beings see. Oh God of heaven. Bible says, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard. Lord, I pray that everything that eyes have not heard, everything that eyes have not seen, Lord, may my eyes be open to seeing them in 2021. Everything that my ears have not heard, may my ears be open to hear them in 2021. And everything that has not entered into the minds of men, Lord, I grant you access. May my mind see them. May they enter into my mind so that I will see and experience what you experience. Declare the peace of God over yourself. Declare the peace of God over your family. Begin to declare that what people cannot see in your family, your eyes will be open to see them. What people have not heard in your family, may your ears be open to hear them. When you see children in your home, may your eyes be open to see them like the way God sees them. May your eyes be open to see your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your siblings, the way God sees them, so that you will be in right fellowship with them. Declare the peace of God over your life. Declare the peace of God over your home. Begin to declare that in this family, we will become much more supernatural. The least of us will be 1,000 times better. Begin to declare that the least of our family members will be a controller of nations. The least of us will be 1,000 times better, 1,000 times stronger in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for our family. That the least of us will become 1,000 times better. Wherever they are, the least of us will be 1,000 times better. It's scriptural. That's what the scripture says. That the least of you will be 1,000 times better. Open your mouth and begin to declare. For this family, none of us will be feeble. In this family, none of us will be feeble. Not even our shoes will wear out. Not even our clothes will wear out. In everywhere we find ourselves, we will become relevant. The relevance of God will show in us. We will be people of excellence. Whatever our hand finds to do, we will do it excellently like Jesus will do it. Open your mouth and pray for our family. That this season, we will all go through this season, we will contact with the spirit of excellence. We will see ourselves as people of excellence. We will see ourselves as people that are stretched to do the things that we are stretched to do. And then you will begin to pray for Edo State, that there is no challenge, there is no solution in Edo State that we will not be able to surmount. That if the solution, you know, bypasses, if the problem defies the solutions of the world, if the problem defies the solution of commissioners, if the problem defies the solution of political solutions, if the problem defies the solutions that are coming from business and economy, by the time it gets to our table, the solutions will come. Open your mouth and say that prayer. There is no problem that will come through our table that will not find solution. That will be solution providers and not problem passers. Thank you, Father. Lay your hands on yourself and begin to bless yourself. Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, he says, these people we are going to bring up, they are going to be people that will be blessed, so we bless them. You are blessed. You will multiply. You will replenish. You will subdue. You will grow. Say those words to yourself. You can open Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28 and begin to say those words to yourself, because that is the words that we were created with. Those are the things that you are going to manifest in this year, 2021. So lay your hands on yourself and begin to decree and declare those words to yourself. As I remain in fellowship, I am blessed of the Lord. As I remain in fellowship, I will multiply and I will produce and I will multiply. As I stay in fellowship, I will replenish the earth. I will subdue and I will become a mighty man in the land. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. That same day, the Bible says, Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took up the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. As then, he says, as it is broken, your bodies will not be broken. Before we enter into the year proper, because for us in this civil year, we will enter after we are down from the 21 days. You are going to say to yourself, through this communion, through 21 days and throughout 2021. I don't know the significance of 2021, our 21 days. Our own is 21 days of worship. Then the year is 2021. So I'm sure there's a connection. 2021 and 21 days of worship. So you are going to say, throughout 2021, no part of your body will be broken this way. I wish I can get you to say that prayer. Pastor Larry, please, is it possible for us to share the bread and the wine with them wherever they are, so that we can use it to pray? Just stay where you are. We are going to administer it to you. Just quickly, just carry and go and share to them. Give them wine. Just open it. When you get it, begin to pray. When you get it, begin to pray with it. Throughout the year 2021, this bread in my body, Jesus, you can, like me, you can break it. You say, your body was broken so that my body will not be broken. Your body was broken so that my business will not be broken. Your body was broken so that our nation will not be broken. Your body was broken. I didn't say you should take it. Hold it and use it to pray. That's what I said. Your body was broken so that I will not be broken. So use it to pray and begin to declare for yourself. My body in 2021 will not experience any break in the name of Jesus. When you are done praying that prayer for yourself, you pray that same prayer for the state, you pray that same prayer for our nation. Lift up your voice and begin to declare with that communion in your hand, with the bread and the wine in your hand. No part of your blood will drop in 2021. No part of your body will break in 2021. Not even not your liver, not your kidney, not your heart, not your bones, not your ligament, not your veins, not even your blood. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer. And I'm actually asking you to pray. I can't hear you pray. Open your mouth, let your voice be high, and pray this prayer. For those of us who are watching us, you can join in this prayer and begin to declare. Lift up your bread and say, break it like Jesus broke it. My body will not be broken in 2021. My business will not be broken in 2021. My home will not be broken in 2021. Anything that concerns me, even the place I walk, it will not be broken. Rather, the body of Jesus was broken so that this one will not be broken. I decree, I connect myself with Jesus, and I take the efficacy of the sacrifice of Jesus. I begin to mend my home. I begin to mend my family. I mend my life. I begin to mend the state. I mend the nation. The nation cannot be broken because Jesus' body was broken for the nation's body not to be broken. Lift up your voice and say that prayer. Lift up your voice and say that prayer. We have 5 minutes more to say that prayer. Keep declaring, keep declaring, keep declaring. Keep declaring, keep declaring, keep declaring. Keep declaring. The bodies of your children will not know anything break. Your children's body will not be broken. Your bodies will not be broken. Your homes will not be broken. Your lives will not be broken. Your mind will not be broken. Your emotions will not be broken. Your academic life will not be broken. Your financial lives will not be broken. Everything that will experience a break will not come near you. It will not touch you. Everything you do will not be broken. In the name of Jesus, let me get believers to lift up your voice to say this prayer. It's a prayer that we need to use to enter into our year proper. Before we start fasting, this is what we want, sir. Oh God, this is our request. This is our petition. Your body was broken so that ours will not be broken. Your home was broken so that our home will not be broken. You were separated from your mother so that we will not be separated from our mothers. You were separated from your father so that we will be intact in our homes. Your business of ministry was broken, was cut short, so that our business will not be cut short. Lift up your voice and say that prayer. Lord God of heaven, your body was broken, your blood was shed, so that our blood will not be shed. We lift up our voice and we declare, our blood will not be shed in the name of Jesus. The blood of our state will not be shed. The blood of our brothers and sisters will not be shed. Our people will experience the fullness of Christ, the fullness of the manifestations of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say that prayer. I wish I can hear, I can see believers pray that prayer. I wish I can hear your voice louder and louder. I wish I can hear you pray louder and louder. You have the blood and the body of Jesus in your hands. You can do with it what Jesus, what the disciples did with it. Bible says, and Jesus says, nobody can take my life. Except I lay down my life, nobody can take it. Lift up your voice and say that prayer. The body of Jesus was laid down so that my body will not be laid down. In 2021, not any of my body will be laid down. I won't bow to sickness. I will not bow to sickness. I will not bow to sickness. I won't bow to death. In the name of Jesus, Jesus died so that death will be far from us. We begin to inject the life of Jesus into our bodies. We begin to inject the life of Jesus into our system. We inject the life of Jesus into our state. We inject the blood of Jesus. We inject the life of Jesus. We decree and we declare, may the life of Jesus come upon us now. Lift up your voice and say that prayer. If you have successfully prayed that prayer, you can administer the body and the blood of Jesus into yourself, into your mouth, and begin to say those prayers again and begin to give him thanks and praise. Thank you, Father. Begin to give Jesus thanks for this wonderful time. Declare that the peace of God will rest upon you. Declare that the body of Jesus, the efficacy of the sacrifice of Jesus will work in your life. That even if you have taken communion before, this one is a different kind of communion. If you have eaten the body of Christ before, this one is a different kind. If you have drank the blood of Jesus, this one is a different kind. And I believe that the blood of Jesus will work for you. Can someone say amen? Can someone say amen? I said I believe and I decree that the blood of Jesus will work for you. The sacrifice on the cross will work for you. Man, I your amen is going down. Do I need to jump up so that your amen can be high? Or is the communion still in your mouth? Let me allow you to take it in before I say, make the declaration, because we are about to end. The body of Jesus was broken so that your body will not be broken. Today I decree your bodies in 2021 will not be broken. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere your body is needed to be broken, we present the broken body of Jesus. And we decree your body will be intact in the name of Jesus. Your heart will not be broken. Your emotions will not be broken. Your liver will not be broken. Your kidneys will not be broken. Your bones will not be broken. Your eyes will not be broken. Your head will not be broken. Everything about you is intact in the name of Jesus. Your blood will not be spilled in the name of Jesus. Everywhere your blood is needed, we present the blood of Jesus. And we command that in 2021, you are hale and hearty. You are sound in the name of Jesus. The same way we pray for your family. Your family will not be broken. Your home will not be broken. Your children will not be broken. The state will not be broken. The nation will not be broken. No, the blood of our youth will not be spilled on the ground anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Because we know the God of heaven has answered our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And everybody will shout a loud amen. Someone will shout a loud amen. Someone will shout a loud amen.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.